Welcome back to another episode of the Ready Your Future podcast, where you are equipped with the essential tools and knowledge to ensure you and your loved ones thrive through any crisis. Join me as we navigate the world of preparedness so you can safeguard your future and be your family's survival guide. Hey, I'm Todd Sepulveda, a regular guy living in the suburbs, trying to spread the word about getting prepared for the future. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode. So glad that you're hanging out with me on this one. This is an episode, and this topic, chaos awareness, is one that I've been thinking about for a while, even one that I have shared with my team, and I'm going to get into that here in just a minute, and hopefully it will be a blessing to you. So we've all heard of situational awareness. I've done many of episodes on that, and we talk about that a lot in the preparedness community, but I really want to talk about chaos awareness. Now, recently, I was talking with my team. Right now, we are going through some serious budget reductions at work, and it's going to bring a lot of chaos, and it's going to bring a lot of stress, all right? So as I was talking with my team about this, I'm like, you know, you might be able to navigate what's happening, right? This future that we're going to be going into, the stress, the overwhelm that we're going to be dealing with. But when you start piling on all the other things in life, right, there's all these other factors out there in our worlds that we don't wind up considering. But when they come into focus, they add a lot of overwhelm as well. So you multiply the chaos in our lives. So I want you to think about some of these things that I'm going to be just kind of listing out as different buckets of life, okay? So for instance, you have the bucket of your job, and in your job, you go, you get paid, you do your work, regardless of what it is. Maybe you're able to leave it behind. Maybe it's an 8-to-5, you're able to leave it behind or whatever you do. Sometimes maybe it's like it's always with you. You're always answering emails. You're always answering text messages and things like that. But you have the stress of your job. That's one bucket. You have another bucket of personal issues, right? Family dynamics, relationship issues, with your kids, with your spouse, with your parents, issues maybe with your finances. So you have all these personal issues, maybe like health is in there as well, and things that will bubble up to the surface. And maybe you're dealing like, you know, your kids aren't behaving right, or they're getting in trouble. And on top of what's going on at work, now you're dealing with your kids, or maybe you're having some, your spouse, you and your spouse don't see eye to eye, and that's causing some marital problems, right? So that's another bucket. Then you have another bucket, right? You start hearing about crime, like for instance, crime going up in your area and your surroundings, where you live, the dynamics of all of that. That's another bucket. You have another bucket of like the economy and inflation and how your finances roll all into that, and how you go to the grocery store and you're buying food and you're paying so much more than you have ever paid before, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, kids are growing, or, you know, things cost so much and we're not eating like we used to, or not like we want to. That's another bucket. You've got politics. Always in our face, nonstop, 24/7, wherever you go, on the internet, on TV, the news, radio, whatever, politics, nonstop. Trump, Biden, Biden, Trump, blah, 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 all over the place, all the time. So you're hearing about, you know, this one did this, this one did that. You're hearing about that, and that causes stress and chaos there. We have the war wars that are going on. We've got Ukraine, we've got Israel, we've got things that are happening all over the world, right? Now because of the things that are happening in Israel, we have all these things that are happening on college campuses right now. However you want to look at it, whatever is going on is really crazy. And so that's a whole nother bucket. And it might not even affect you. You might be like, I really don't care what's going on in Israel. I really don't care what's going on in Ukraine. I'm not sending any money their way. I really don't care what's going on in college campuses. But it adds to the stress, the overall stress, the overall feel of everything. So that's another bucket. You got another bucket of geopolitical issues, right? China is always in the news. You've got Russia in the news. You've got Iran in the news, and all those these different things that might be going on. You know, China at any point can, you know, start moving in on Taiwan. Russia at any point can start moving in further into Ukraine and can maybe even look at other things. And they're talking about nuclear and blah, 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 and all the other things. So that's a whole nother thing. You've got a whole nother bucket of natural disasters, right? If you've been paying attention to the news, we got your recent tornadoes that have devastated Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa. I know it's not even this weekend. There's even been talk about even more tornadoes. And I was watching some of the videos of Nebraska. And we're talking about like neighborhoods completely wiped out. It was crazy. Some of the video that I was looking at, like trees and stuff, reminded me of the trees and Band of Brothers when they were in the wintertime, and like all the trees were just blown up because of all the artillery and everything. I mean, that's the way the trees looked. It was just really crazy. And so, you know, those of us who live in different parts of the country or different parts of the world where we would experience different natural disasters. For instance, I live on the Gulf Coast. I talked about hurricane season coming up in the last episode. If you didn't listen to that one, go and check that one out. Preparedness is universal, but that's one of those natural disasters that's always there. So imagine I'm dealing with all these other things, but then there is a hurricane in the Gulf and it's looking like it's projected to come my way. That's another bucket. You have another bucket of local issues, right? And I've already talked about crime, but maybe even not just crime. What about like construction? Construction is going on, and there's one street that is kind of close to me, and it's kind of where I need to go, but I hate going that way because construction is always there, and there's people are just don't know how to drive, and is like it drives me nuts. I hate going over there. I try to go like the back way so I don't have to go through all of that. Maybe in your neighborhood there's some apartments that are going up, and people in neighborhoods don't like apartments going up because usually they could be high-end apartments, but eventually as they get older, they start charging less and less. And then people think of the different kinds of people that would come into that. And that's just, you might not like that, but that's the reality. And that's how people think. So you've got maybe apartments, you know, going up in your neighborhood. Maybe you have problems with the HOA. And that's a whole nother bucket of issues that you're dealing with. You know, have you noticed lately that like people have been griping a whole lot more? And so again, you have all these buckets, and in isolation, it might be okay to deal with. Like I can deal with, you know, work and whatever, if everything else is good. I can deal with the Ukraine war and Israel and all that kind of stuff if things are good. I can deal with the economy if that's the only thing I'm doing is cutting back and watching what I'm spending and all that, you know, I can deal with that. The problem is all these buckets get poured on you all at once. Sometimes they get poured. I mean, you're dealing with all these other things, and it's really easy to get overwhelmed in all of this. When you start feeling all the buckets pouring down on you, all the chaos start to come down, it's very easy to get overwhelmed. So then what happens then is you get stressed, right? And the hits keep coming. They feel like they keep coming over and over and over again. And that wreaks havoc on your mental ability and on your overall health. I don't know if you've ever been in that kind of situation, but I know that I have, and I know that I know of other people that they just ask the question, can I catch a break? Can I? It just feels like there's just things coming right after one after another. And it's all of this chaos and all the stress in our life that continues to build upon one another. And if you're not careful, all this overwhelm can paralyze you, right? Or it can start to paralyze those that are close to you. So imagine you're dealing with it. You've got the ability to deal with it and you're managing it, but the people around you, maybe your spouse, maybe your kids, maybe, you know, your loved ones are having issues because they're feeling all this overwhelm. And sometimes you get so overwhelmed and you get so stressed that it makes you want to check out, right? It makes you want to check out and really not get prepared for what is coming. So you can do that And I think you'll wind up hurting yourself, you'll wind up hurting your family, and you'll wind up regretting not being prepared. All right, so a little bit of story time with Deal Todd here. One of my coworkers has a son who is going to college out of state. So he goes to college in Georgia, and he's on one of the athletic teams, and they travel. And you know, being so far away, Georgia for us is not really just a weekend trip. It takes a little bit of time to get over there. And so, you know, she hasn't gone to go visit him as often as she would like. And some of the times when they're going, they are taking things up there or they're bringing things back because it's summertime. And so they're driving. It takes a couple of days up there, a couple of days back. If you're going to do it safely, if you're not just trying to drive through and you're super tired and all that kind of stuff. And so there's been times where they've flown, but it's very expensive. And so a lot of the times they drive. And so she doesn't get to spend as much time with them. But he's up there and, you know, he's doing really well. He's doing great, but he travels because of athletics. So the other day she got a call and she was very worried. I could see it on her face. She was walking around with the phone. She was trying to go to a private area because we have a pretty open space. And then, I asked her about it after she was off the phone. So her son was, they were traveling on a bus. And this was a chartered bus, and it's usually not one that they use, but it was a chartered bus because all the other buses were already contracted out. So as they're driving to their game, they hear a big pop. So everybody, you know, believes it's a tire. So the bus driver pulls over, and as he pulls over, and you know, they're getting off. He's getting off to check to see what's going on and, you know, see what the tire looks like. He realizes it's a fire. It's not a tire. And so he's telling everybody to get off. Like, get off, get off, get off. Let's go get off. It's a big fire. By the time everyone got off and just as everyone cleared the bus, there was another kind of a pop and explosion. And by that time the bus was in flames, right? I mean, so it was in total flames. And so somebody took video of it, of what was going on. And I think the one of the coaches was able to get a lot of the luggage out from underneath, got a little bit burned in one spot on his face that shouldn't scar. But for the most part, they were able to get everything out. But some students weren't prepared for the quick move, right? So some of these kids were working, they were doing their work on the bus. And so they had their computers out, their laptops, they had things, you know, some of their electronics out. And as they were told, like, get out, get out, get out, it's an emergency, they didn't have the ability to like, okay, scoop up my stuff and go. They just took off. And really, I'm not blaming them. That is what you should be doing, right? You can always replace computers and laptops and hard drives and all those other kinds of things. But two, if you can, you're thinking about all the craziness in your life and you're able to move in and get out. So some students did lose their hard drives and did lose some of their projects that they needed to turn in for that semester. Luckily, my friend's son, he took everything with him. He had everything really kind of close by. But you know, you have this thing that winds up happening is like you're in the midst of this chaos and someone's calling out fire and you're having to move. If you're not prepared, if you're not thinking, if you're not like, hey, what is the process? That's why a lot of the times in schools, they do fire drills, and maybe your business, they do fire drills as well, so that you have an idea of what it's going to look like, what it's going to take. I mean, during fire drills in school, you're telling the kids, don't play around, let's go, get out, get out, get out. And you're trying to help them to feel the urgency of all of that. But, you know, it's one of those things, you're doing it so that you can have some kind of experience with it. And so if you are dealing with the chaos and stuff, if you are deciding to, okay, I'm going to deal with chaos head on, and I want to be as prepared as possible. I want to be able to react in the midst of craziness because I think that's better for me. Then you want to be prepared. You want to deal with this chaos. The problem is a lot of people check out. A lot of people don't want to deal with it. They don't like having to deal with it. They don't like the stress of it all. They'd rather not. I've had many people, when I talk about preparedness, and I'm not even talking about all the craziness that's in the world right now. I'm just talking about just being prepared. They're like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to even consider it. So we're living in crazy times right now, guys. And you all know that for the most part. Everybody that's listening to this, you all know that. There's sometimes I come across people in preparedness like, I really don't care about the news. I just want to be left alone and just to my own, you know, my own property, my own devices. The problem is that these things, these buckets and all the craziness in the world, they do affect you, right? They do have an effect on you eventually. So I'm going to recommend a message by Jacob Prash. And so he is a preacher. There is a, if you just want to jump to YouTube or even in your podcast catcher, you can search for Moriel, M-O-R-I-E-L, or just Jacob Prash. And the title of the sermon is End Time Vectors. I'm going to link to the video and you can go check it out. Jacob, he kind of like rubs some people the wrong way with his personality. If you can get past that, he says a lot of really great things. I like their prophecy updates because they deal with all kinds of things all over the place, right? Again, he rubs some people the wrong way. I tend to like him. I like what he says. But anyway, in this End Time Vectors, and I'm not going to preach to you, but I'm going to take kind of steal what he shares a little bit, and I'm not even touching on it really. I would encourage you to go listen to it and or go watch the video. But he talks about end time vectors. And when we're talking about vectors, right? Well, before I even jump to that or jump to my little scenarios here, a vector is like an object that has magnitude and direction, right? Magnitude and direction. And so I'm not an engineer. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a mathematician. So those of you that are listening, please, I know I'm probably, I am, you know, doing Todd's version of, you know, understanding vectors. So just please hang tight with me here. I think Jacob does a really better job than this. But let me give you an example. When I go to my Home Depot and I go park, they have a little, I guess, for drainage. And, you know, when it rains, there is a spot like in the middle of their parking lot where it dips down. So if you put a shopping cart in, on the edge of that, any little wind, any little pressure will get it going down this little, you know, I guess the, it just has a very, small, but there is a little dip, right? And so I have seen many, many times where shopping carts, where people have left them and a little bit of a wind will send them going down this, this little dip here. And if your vehicle is in the way, then this shopping cart is going to wind up hitting it, right? So I've seen this and I know it. So my thing is when I go to Home Depot is I park on the ends because that is far away from, you know, from this dip. I don't park in the middle. I try to stay away from the middle as much as possible. So I park on the ends. So take, for example, a shopping cart. And let's just say you have a shopping cart on the end and you have this little dip in the gravel and the grade, right? And of the parking lot. And the little wind comes and pushes it. Well, it's going to slowly, you know, get speed and it'll wind up hitting a vehicle. Maybe it does a little bit of damage. Maybe it scratches it, whatever. But it's there. But let's say that you add a lot more force behind that cart. Let's say somebody pushes it. Somebody gets mad and they push it and they don't pay attention to where it's going. And it's just going down and it's a lot more speed going down this grade, that's going down, and it winds up whacking somebody's car. Now, I mean, somebody would get upset or whatever, but that shopping cart would do a whole lot more damage if it has more force behind it. So when we think about all these things that are going on in our world, when you add just a little bit more force, a little bit more energy to these things, they tend to begin to pick up speed, and the power that it brings or the destruction that it winds up bringing is a lot more than if it was just by itself. One of the things Jacob says in this video is, or in this sermon, he says, if you want to die, live. But if you want to die faster, stop breathing. So just kind of thinking about that. If you want to live, everybody that's living is going to die eventually. But if you want to die faster, then put forth that energy or that force into not breathing, then you will die a lot faster. So let's talk a little bit about the economy. So we all know that the economy isn't healthy. I've been in preparedness for many, many years, and every year the economy is crashing. This is the year that it's going to crash. This is the year that it's going to go down. I've been hearing that for a long time. And there's been a lot of people out there who are like very surprised that nothing has crashed up until this point. So, but I think we all can agree that it's not healthy. So we are not heading in the right direction for the economy. We are, you know, encountering much more debt. Like, we're stocking up much more debt. It's really crazy out there. And so we know that it hasn't been headed in the right direction for a long, long time. But let's just say that we add more energy into this situation in the form of high inflation, or people jacking with interest rates all the time. Or let's just say we get a couple of big banks that fail and they are not bought out by another bank, because that's what has saved some of these smaller banks that still have a whole lot of money, but they've been bought out by other banks, right? And so maybe we add a couple of failed banks or a host of other stuff that is out there. This trajectory that we have been on with the banks or with the economy not being well, not being healthy, you add some more energy to that. You add some more force behind that with some of these other negative things happening, then things begin to speed up and things begin to go a lot faster. And it might happen even so fast that you don't expect it. And that's where the scary part is when all this chaos starts happening and you're not expecting it, and boom, it happens. I know I've talked about Argentina before, and that first collapse, it happened so fast that people didn't realize it. I mean, people went, you know, tried to go to the banks to get their money out, and they were told it was, you know, the banks were closed. And then when the banks did open up, they were only allowed to take out so much money at one time. If you were somebody who was paying attention to all the things that were going on, you would have made moves a whole lot before that. So this chaos awareness, right? It applies to us because all these things, we see all these things, we have all these things going on, all these plates in the air, and any one of them can cause an acceleration in one or maybe all of the others, causing an SHTF moment faster than others will realize, and it will take them by surprise. Again, I'm going to go back to COVID, and when COVID happened, I've been watching it. I talked with people, I was texting people, I was letting people know, I let the team know, guys, this week as you go out on spring break, you might want to go to the store, you might want to stock up on some things, and I gave them some ideas of it. And then it was that weekend when things shut down, and all of a sudden, I mean, things were empty, shelves were empty, and people that listened to that advice were so grateful. They're like, Todd, thank you so much. You really called it. I appreciate it. All those different things because of that. And it's funny now because the team, when I share things, they're like, what are you trying to say? Is this one of those COVID, you know, COVID discussions, Todd? And I'm like, guys, it's just one of those things you need to be paying attention to. So those that are not paying attention will be caught by surprise because things begin to move a lot faster as you add more and more chaos to it. Those of us that are prepared, well, we might not like it. We might not like what's happening, but if we are paying attention, if we are aware of what is happening, then it's not so much a surprise for us. So the thing is, and I think this is the part where a lot of people say, Todd, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I know the importance of what you're saying, but I can't go there because I can't live there because it'll freak me out. it'll scare me. I don't want to live in that kind of fear, right? So some people don't want to go there because they fear and they don't want to think about bad stuff, right? So let me give you another scenario here. I want you to think about this. This can so easily happen to any one of us, all right? So you are about to head out on a weekend trip with your spouse. Your wife asks you if you've done a vehicle check lately. Have you gone? Have you checked the vehicle, like our oil, our gas, or you know, all that kind of stuff? I mean, just have you done a vehicle check? You ignore her, like, yeah, everything's great. The vehicle's fine. We're good. You ignore her, and then you head out on this romantic weekend getaway that y'all have, and you know, you need rest, and you're looking to go eat some good food and just chill out, and everything's going to be great. But on the way to your romantic weekend getaway, you get a flat tire. So you go and, you know, you pull over to the side, like, this won't take long. I can change a tire out really quick. You pull out your spare tire and you find out that it is flat. Now, at that point, would you regret not taking a small amount of time and doing a quick check on your vehicle? I think every one of us would say, yes, I would regret. If that was me, I would regret not taking a little bit of time and checking my spare tire and checking to make sure that I have my tools and checking to make sure that I have things that I need. Now, the way I look at things is I don't want to regret having to deal with something that I could have easily just prepared for. And so when I think about all the chaos there that's going on in the world, I can get caught up in the overwhelm. I can get caught up in all those things that are happening. I get caught up in the things that are going on at work and all of that that's happening. And you know, I've got all the other buckets that I was talking about. I mean, I've got all those other things, right? But if I can do something small to get prepared, or if I can do something to mitigate the chaos that might wind up coming and meeting me, you know, Murphy coming to my door, I know that I will regret it later on down the road if I didn't do something. Not too long ago, I used to end the episodes or the podcast episodes with, you know, live with no regrets. And I think that is really, that's been a part of my philosophy. And I actually made an Amazon t-shirt. You can go and you can follow the links to Amazon and you can go get that shirt, like no regrets, because I truly want to live that way, right? I truly want to, that's my philosophy, is like, I don't want to live with regrets. If there was a SHTF moment and you could have had, you know, a certain amount of extra food, wouldn't you want to have that extra food? Now, nothing is perfect. You're not going to be able to think about every single thing ultimately, right? There are some things that you will be blindsided. There are some things that you're going to get wrong. There are some preps that are going to fail, all of that kind of stuff. But if you are prepared for it, then, or you're prepared and you have made some efforts towards it, if you have put a little bit of thought into it, you are so much more ahead of the game than anybody else. And so that's why I don't ultimately get so overwhelmed that I fear and it paralyzes me, or that I get so overwhelmed that I stay there and I'm not willing to look at all the things that are happening and investigate and stay abreast of what is happening in the world, is because I don't want to get to a point where I regret. I'm like, hey, I could have prepared a little bit more. I could have prepared a little bit better here. I could have not been so lazy, or I could have, you know, tested this stuff out and have been a little bit better prepared. And so it's a mind shift. It's a philosophy that I'd rather know and be prepared than regret it later on down the road. Ultimately, you have to decide if it's more important to be prepared than to get blindsided from some kind of emergency that might happen. So listen, guys, I think we are headed into some crazy times. And I truly feel that you should buckle up and you should be ready. I think from here on, my son this evening asked me, do you think that the economy is going to wind up getting better? And I said, no, I don't think the economy gets better. I don't think that we go back to pre-COVID and where things were, you know, life was good and interest rates were low and all of that stuff. I think that we are, you know, we are here and I think we are at the best and it's just going to continue to get worse. And I know that's a negative outlook, but I'm just prepared that in my mind, right? I don't want to have any regrets with the decisions that I'm making right now. Moving forward, I want to make good decisions. And so all of that plays a factor into it. So I think we're headed into crazy times. I think you should buckle up. I think you should be ready. But I don't believe you should walk in fear. I don't believe that you should have any regrets moving forward. I believe that you should keep your eyes open. So listen, we are not guaranteed a problem-free world. And in our time where chaos seems to be ever-present, maintaining a state of chaos awareness becomes important for our well-being and our preparedness. So as we navigate these challenges from daily life to personal issues to all the global junk that's happening, it's essential to recognize that these things are interconnected and these buckets of chaos can come pouring down on us and they can have this cascading effect of overwhelm. So instead of succumbing to the fear and the paralysis, I challenge you to embrace a mindset of preparedness and proactive engagement. It will empower you to face whatever may come. And don't be caught off guard, but instead choose to stay vigilant, mindful, and ready to confront all the unknowns of what is coming, what the days ahead lie for us, right? What lies for us. And ultimately, again, like I said, you want to do it with no regrets. Well, everyone, that is another Ready Your Future episode for you. Man, I hope it was a blessing for you, and I hope it helps. If you're one of those people that get a little fearful, it's really a mindset change. It's like, hey, a mindset change of I can get fear, but that fear, I'm going to use that energy to get me better prepared, and I'm not going to live in the overwhelm and the stress. I'm going to be able to move forward. So one of the ways that you can move forward and that you can kind of multiply and boost your preparedness is if you hang around people who know or who've been preppers and been preparing for a while in a place that's knowledgeable, a place that you're not like social media where you ask a question and people make fun of you. Man, I was on Reddit the other day. There's a bunch of different categories that I go to Reddit for, but somebody was a new prepper. And I almost took screenshots and I was going to do an article on it, but I'm like, you know, I'm not even going to go there. But this one guy was new to preparedness. He asked a lot of questions and the responses were just kind of like, man, it was just mean. And he was like, hey, what do you think? I can't remember, you know, maybe collapse, whatever. It was a question. You know, when you first come to preparedness, everybody tends to think that way. You know, like, hey, I'd like to know, like, you know, what are the signs of this happening? And people responded back and it was like, well, when the McRib shows back up or something like that, right? It's something really stupid. And a lot of people were saying stupid stuff like that. And then finally other people started joining in and saying, you know, giving some really good advice. But the thing is that it's just, you know, you've got to deal with all that stupidness there. And you, a bunch of people saying stupid stuff and trolling those prepper groups. And wouldn't it be great to be in a group that wasn't like that, right? That you could ask a question, even if you're a newbie, maybe even if you've been prepping for a while, but there is a specific, you know, like communications and ham radio. I'm not an expert in it, but we've got a lot of experts in our Ready Your Future exclusive email group, right? And so this is a group where you can ask questions, you can participate in the discussions, you can share your own knowledge and attend our virtual online meetups that happen twice a month. It's super affordable. It's only $20 a month, $20 a year. I'm sorry. Very well worth it. So there's a link in the show notes if you are ready to join the Ready Your Future exclusive email group, or just come on over to the website, readyyourfuture.com. And with that, choose to live a more self-reliant life. Choose not to be so dependent on the government, grid, or the grind. Until next time, live with no regrets and stay prepped and aware. Peace.